This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time to heal. It's time to see. It's time to set aside the past and make history for every day. We wait for justice, oh, because it's time. It's time to do what's right. Give Amir the golden mic. For all the times he stood by you, for all the love he's had to prove. Oh, we the chipmunks deserve a chance to fly on the wings of angels, the golden light and reach. We only got this life. It's time to do what's right. Give Amir the golden mic.
Fucking bravo. Run it back. Run that song again. That was incredible. That was so good.
You like the music, the sentiment,
the music, lyrics. The melody, the intention, the commitment, the bravado, the gravitas. It was like a Broadway play. It was epic. It was soaring. It took me to another plane. I mean, you get the turdy, of course. I'll take the golden mic home because this campaign, it sort of shows your cards. You've played your hand.
And I like this song.
It was a shit hand. I think that if you are looking at this as like your, you know, please consider campaign.
Yeah.
You have failed. You let yourself down. You're relying on our more talented fans to try to boost you. You want to stand on the shoulders of giants, but you're still a chipmunk. You're only 6 inches tall. So, you know, it's unbecoming and it's uncouth. And frankly, it's a little tacky.
What? You love the song. What's tacky?
The song was incredible. That you're trying to strong arm me into giving you an award that you have to earn. That's what's tacky. I think the song was amazing. No notes on the song. A note on you as the host trying to, to rewrite history via fan-submitted songs.
Well, that one was written by Dustin Clark, and yeah.
Amazing.
He has no shout-outs, no plugs, just a demand for justice.
Justice was served.
Not really.
Don't you worry about that. Yeah. Justice actually was doled out.
Yeah.
And a golden mic for me for doling out the justice so effectively and early on in the episode. Pretty neat. 5 minutes in, already handed out both awards. That's efficiency. That's, you know, that's optimization right there.
You're happy.
Damn,
damn what? You're
I'm happy. I'm not happy. I'm impressed. I think that it's cool to listen to a podcast where one of the hosts is peaking. I think that's neat. Just in the zone, flow state, on my game. Yeah, so thank you.
Do you think?
To everyone.
Yeah. Where do you think I am?
Give a man the golden mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. Such a good song.
Do you think, which side of the hill do you find me on in terms of I haven't reached my full potential yet? I'm at the peak. I'm sort of, like you said, soaring. or like I'm over the hill, sort of on the wrong side of 38.
I think you've bottomed out, but I guess that would signify that there was a peak at some point, and it feels like it was some, it was like a stop and start that never started.
Yeah.
And only stopped and then bottomed out. The edge and dropped.
Yeah.
you're at the bottom of a well.
all right. Where's the well? Is the well at the top of the hill?
In hell. Hell. The well is in hell.
You think I'm at the bottom.
You've gone on a journey to the center of the earth, my friend.
But yeah.
So deep. So deep down that if you continued digging, then you would be rising, because you'd be rising towards the other side. You are at the exact middle of the earth in terms of your depth of despair. Mm-hmm. This is a low point, an all-time low.
Yeah.
let's get into the episode.
You gave me the worst pep talk I've ever heard for breaking me down as we record. And then, yeah, let's get into the episode. This is...
Play that song again. I mean, my God, it was so good. It's like our Broadway play.
all right, this is If I Were You, the only advice show on the web hosted by me, Amir.
And me, Jake.
We are in the thick of it. We're about halfway to the 1,000 episodes that we guaranteed.
Are contractually obligated.
Yeah, we signed a 1,000 episode deal with HeadGum, not unlike that that Charlie Sheen deal with FX for Anger Management, the 100 episodes.
Right, only he got a bunch of money sold our souls to the devil.
They loved the first 10 episodes. They ordered another 990, and we're about halfway through that, 490-ish right now. So shout out to us. Congratulations, and thanks to everybody that's been listening so far. Yeah.
It's funny, too. Like, it seems like a lot of episodes, and when you talk about it in terms of our halfway point, it's like...
Yeah, not even. That's,
right. No,
we have that's insane. We've been doing way it to go. Forever.
We've been podcasting forever.
And if it felt late when we started.
We almost didn't start. We were like, should we really start a podcast? It feels like everyone started a podcast.
Yeah.
But now actually everyone started a podcast.
Right. Now it's like, it's a good thing we've been grandfathered in through 7 years. Actually, it might be, right? We might have passed our anniversary. Did we start? Yeah, we started in May.
Yeah, we started in May.
2013? Yeah, it was 2014?
May 2013, because I actually just got our biennial refiling of our LLC that we formed to start the podcast.
Oh.
If you remember that.
Yeah. Did you ever end up paying those taxes? I know.
Unfortunately, they. I am avoiding the IRS. There is a lien filed against me. They've started seizing assets. They took Jill's engagement ring.
I see people are moving boxes in the back. Is that what that is? What's going on back there?
Just fucking bunch of windbreakers showed up at my house this afternoon. Hey, careful with that sofa. God, come on, Christ. It's a handmade velvet couch. It's Italian. It's worth more than your life, man.
How much do you owe? Like, can't we just pay it off? They're moving
all the couches in the world won't cover the debt that I owe. I'll tell you that.
For starting an LLC, there's no way the fees are that high. How much can we possibly owe for all that?
$9 turns into $9 million pretty damn quick when you don't pay it. They hit you with the fees. They hit you with the charges.
God, I'm fucking sorry to hear that.
It's all right.
Do you want to go deal with that? Should we continue on? Should we try to answer some questions? I feel like you're in a bad place.
They're not going to be able to go anywhere because I slashed the tires on the truck. So they're not taking my stuff today. It might get out to the truck, but it's not leaving my goddamn driveway. So why don't we record the episode?
All right. We need a fake girl's name, but like it all seems pretty inconsequential now that you're sort of on the lam.
I'm not going anywhere. You're gonna take me out of this house feet first, motherfuckers. But, I don't care who has the note.
So a lady wrote this email. We need a name for her.
Sure. Let's call her Cameron. I'm watching a TV show right now where one of the lead female characters is named Cameron.
Candace Cameron?
Show. No, not Candace Cameron.
What's the show?
It's called Halt and Catch Fire. It's a show that was on AMC in like 2013 or something like that.
Month 17 of the pandemic. We're really scratching the middle of the barrel. There's still a little ways down to go, but you are definitely
There's
watching
a lot of
7
TV shows out
shows.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. It's so funny to like to kind of to basically not care that much about a show and you're just like, oh, okay, let's try this one. And then you just get obsessed. It's hard to start a show, but once you're in there, it's really good.
Yeah, also like there's so many good shows that full good ones happen for seasons at a time and people just don't even care or remember them anymore. Like this is, I assume, is a very good show that took years and years of thousands of people of effort. Or just like, yeah, I mean, there's so many good shows I can't remember. Also, Halt and
just
Catch Fire.
Like 100 people, this is probably all they thought. Like the cast and the crew of this show, the executives on it, it's all they thought. They lived, breathed Halt and Catch Fire for like 4 years. And I've never heard of it until now. And I love it.
Yeah. Which like, it's really a marketing failure on AMC's part because you were out there looking for shows for a year and didn't find it.
Yeah, I've been trying.
How did you finally halt and catch this fire, I should say?
Jill is like kind of our TV guru. She will just be like, I think you might like this show. Let's try this show. So we try different shows, and this one just stuck.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, this is a lady named Cameron who writes pretty tame email, so I'll keep it brief. My brother's room is right next to mine, and a little while ago, he and his friends started a Discord server and will be on it near constantly. Now, I don't mind that he always is on the phone, even when he is around other people. I think it's sort of rude, but I can handle it. But what I cannot handle is him talking with them till 3 a.m., practically yelling. I mean, the wall between our room has good soundproofing, so in order for me to hear him, he has to be pretty fucking loud. He has been keeping me up quite frequently, so I'll text him to keep it down. Sometimes he'll take half an hour for him to read it, and quite often he quiets down for a bit, but then he gets loud again in an hour or so. He always apologizes for it. He's also in kind of a rage monster sometimes, so I can't even really get mad at him, even though I feel as though it's totally justified. How do I get this guy to shut the fuck up while I'm trying to sleep? Thanks. Love, Cameron.
That's really tough because you're doing the thing that I would do, which is send a text from your bedroom.
Yeah, you dealt with, I mean, your younger siblings are incredibly quiet and polite, so you were probably the one making noise and keeping them up, but it wasn't, it used to be you had people over. Now it's like with the internet, you don't need to have people over at all. You just fucking, you're hopping on a Discord. You're screaming at the top of your lungs.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder, is there a different layout for the apartment? Like, if his like computer is against the same wall that your bed is on, like maybe you could put his Discord set up in like a different corner of his room, move your bed, just try to get as far away as possible. There's probably some light soundproofing you could do for your door, like we've done for the studio. Get like that. The storm cover.
Yeah.
So like, you know, sounds coming in through the bottom, through the, like the opening between where the door is and the floor. You could just put a little piece of foam under there.
Soundproof your room like it's a podcast studio.
Yeah, as much as possible. I know it sucks. And then the other thing I would say is just like, right now your system is not perfect because you're texting him and he doesn't see it right away. But if there was a more surefire method, and hopefully he'd be willing to work with you on this, because as he knows, it's a recurring problem. It's like, I get that sometimes you get animated and you get loud. I need to have an instant you be quiet type thing, you know, like a light that you can flash outside of his window.
That's good.
Or, I mean, if he's on Discord, could you just join, like, could you send a message to him on Discord instead of texting him?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, the messages are reaching him. He's just not being quiet because when you're on Discord, I mean, you're on Discord, right? You get it. It's an animated, dynamic, chatting environment. There's no slowing me down when I'm gaming on Discord. Are you familiar with Discord?
Only through like the HeadGum Discord. I've never really used it that much.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a Reddit subreddit, but in live real time. So people are like chatting in their like Slack almost. But then you can also join video and audio chats. I used to use it for Mario Kart, no big deal. So you all hop in and you can chat with each other while racing in this game.
Interesting. So you're on video Discord and there's a chat. And where is that happening? It's on your computer while you're playing Mario Kart on the TV?
Yeah, well, it's just an audio chat room. It's basically a conference call.
I see. So why is it any better than just like, oh, okay. It's just like, here's a link if you want to all talk. It's
yes, exactly. Talk in real time.
How many people can be on it?
Probably dozens and dozens. We had like 10 in there, but I assume there's no limit.
Yeah, it feels like maybe he just needs, maybe you could give him different headphones. Like if he
has, there should be a silencer or a muzzle style, because headphones are good because they, you know, the audio goes right into your ears. But you need a headphone for your mouth that silences the audio so that only Discord can hear. And that might like have to be an invention. Yeah, like,
yeah.
We need a muzzle or a silencer so that I'm talking right now, but it's muted.
I don't hate that. I do not hate that invention at all. It's a noise-canceling microphone as well. A noise-canceling headset. It goes over your whole face, so you can walk around, take calls as loud as you want. You won't be annoying anybody. That's really smart. I mean, I don't know how you do it, but
it's almost like it's like a Bane mask of sorts. So you're like lowering this deck of cards shaped box over your mouth.
Yeah.
But instead of like modulating, it's a gas mask. Yeah.
Right.
But instead of muffling your voice, it literally silences it. Like a ball gag almost. Or it could actually even be a ball gag. I see, by the way, they are confiscating your ball gag. Do you there's no way it's worth anything.
And my fuck swing? They're just taking that out of spite. Yes, I was splashing cash around. I had a sex dungeon.
Yeah, no wonder you were fucking tax evading. Look at you, living the life of a billionaire playboy while Uncle Sam was on your ass. So yeah, it's hard to deal
with. Father Sam wasn't helping at all.
Nice. Hard to deal with a young tween in the family. They're going to want to be loud. They're going to want to be up late. The most you could do is beg, borrow, and steal. And then can I recommend a white noise machine? Do you sleep in total silence or are you using one of those white noisies?
I can sleep with any like love. Like sometimes, yeah, no, I don't have a white noise machine. Sometimes I like the comforting sound of like a fan, but that's not what I need. What I need to sleep is the eye mask. I need that pitch blackness. I need that weight on the eyes. But ear-wise, nothing.
Interesting. I prefer the white noise to the eye mask because I don't like something on my face. I never got used to that.
Interesting. Yeah, at this point, my eye mask is almost like the way you talk about your retainer. It's like a...
It's not a retainer. That's funny. Say that again. Say that again with what it actually is.
It's a night guard for your mouth.
It's
not
guard.
That much cooler. It's a grind guard. Yeah.
It's a grind guard.
Yes. Because you grind your teeth when you sleep.
Yeah, because I'm anxious. But when you say retainer, it sounds like I'm a fucking 14-year-old.
Yeah, when I say retainer, it sounds like you have straight teeth, but actually you have buck-tooth little chipmunk teeth. And you just grind them back and forth. So you're right. Sorry. I didn't mean to imply that you had straight teeth and a nice smile. You have tiny little chipmunk teeth that you gnash against one another.
It does function as a retainer, actually. So maybe that's actually a good idea. Pretend I didn't say anything.
I will.
And actually, it's not even a retainer.
Not because you're asking me to.
It's a fucking gun and a dildo. It really is a fucking AK-47 and a Cybian machine in my fucking mouth / ass.
Wait.
You were saying.
I don't remember. I don't remember what I said. And no one else does at this point either. Because you just said to fall asleep, you need a fucking gun and a Cybian.
In my mouth and ass, yeah.
Yeah, I know where they went.
And did I mention... I sleep sitting up,
spinning around
on a fucking saddle, going going buck wild. Real quick before the break, you ever mess with, fuck with, deal with, have a weighted blanket?
No, I've seen, I think I've like used one at a friend's house before and I don't like it. It makes me feel claustrophobic.
Interesting. All right. Because usually with the eye mask, if you can get that pressure on your whole body, you might prefer that.
Yeah. I don't know why I don't like it. I like, if anything, I like less blankets on me at night. Like I usually kick my feet out the blanket. I just like to know the blanket's there, but I don't want that heat. I don't want that weight.
It's a security blanket. So you just need it nearby.
I like it nearby. And actually I like my Baba nearby if I can have it as well.
Yeah. You at the front desk of a W hotel.
Holy shit. The IRS, are you really going to repossess my Baba? It only had sentimental value, sir.
Give it. No. He's tearing it.
He took the nipple.
All right, let's take a break. Come back. Answer some more cues after this. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a lesson in the fight.
Gross. Yeah. You know what I do?
Okay.
I talked about this on NADPOD a couple weeks ago, but there's a new song that I have been obsessed with, and I really, really like it. So
A song.
Yeah. I started listening. That's another actually unsolicited piece of advice. I started listening to music. I had to force myself to do it because 4 years of Trump made me only listen to podcasts and politics podcasts. And I felt like if I was commuting somewhere or doing anything, I needed to be consuming news and learn stuff and be kept up to date. And now I've started reintroducing music into my life.
Interesting.
And it's really nice. I gotta say, music is good. It's popular for a reason, you know?
Okay. You have to say the song because I'm about to let Ben in here and then he's just going to completely derail the show and not let you talk about any songs.
Wow. Oh, yeah. This is huge. Okay. The song is called Nico's Red Truck and it's by a guy named Dijon. Nico's Red Truck, Dijon. Listen, cry your eyes out.
Ben Schwartz. Oh,
he's asleep. He's asleep. So, you let him. You let him into the podcast. You sent him this link. He joined.
He joined,
and then he fell asleep.
He's holding the phone, so I know he can't.
Oh, he's up.
Of course. Yes, he's up. He's holding the phone. He's holding the phone, so of course he's up. He can't be asleep.
Hey, dude. He's not going to say anything. No one listening is going to believe that he's on the podcast.
There's no way. Yes. How could
he hasn't said anything yet.
This is crazy. We can't. By the way, he doesn't. We see you holding the phone. There's no way that you're
fast asleep. He's up. Please, you have to speak. You have to speak. Otherwise, people will think we're trolling.
Morning, guys.
There he is.
Not morning. 12:50, right? You asked for the link. You're holding the phone. Two things you can't do when you're fast asleep.
You literally just woke
Impossible.
Me up.
Impossible. Impossible.
That's crazy.
No way. You can't. Whoa. Don't keep staring, like stretching your eyes like they were closed.
What's up? What do you guys want?
Jake was talking about a song, a new song that he's listening to. Music, specifically. Oh. Yeah.
I didn't realize that you tried to get Ben on the podcast though while he was sleeping. That's really rude. Like
so annoying. By the way, Amir, show some class. I haven't been sleeping well.
You texted me.
I'm really trying to get.
FaceTimed me. Then you sent me an Instagram.
He's so out of it. He's dazed. He's sleepy. You just woke him up from fucking mid REM. And
Jake, your voice is so perfect. It's like that comment. And then Amir when he talks
and then
is like
a FaceTime video request. Yes.
So high pitched, like Alvin.
Angry that I didn't answer the FaceTime request. Then I said I was podcast.
What do you want?
His 1 minute to rest.
What's up?
His 1 minute to rest in between all the stuff that he's doing.
They delayed our scene for 30 minutes, and I have 30 minutes to chill out before I have to get dressed and go on
set.
What are you shooting?
Let's get into it. What are you working on nowadays? Where are you?
We're shooting Space Force Season 2. That's why you woke me up. Space Force to learn that we're shooting.
I thought
Space
it
Force
could be a
two.
Fun conversation we can have. It's in shooting in LA. I think you're on location somewhere, right?
You know where I'm shooting.
Why are you grilling Ben?
You know we talk almost every day.
You're grilling Ben. He just woke up. He just got out of bed.
Thank you.
Let's have like a nice, easy conversation.
Out of bed? He's at work. How did you get to work if you're fast asleep?
He's so sleepy. Look at him. He's still blinking. He's still blinking awake right now.
By the way, even if you were fast asleep at the time, you should be awake by now. It's in 3 minutes of blinking. Like, just open your eyes.
Wait, he's going again.
He's fast.
Let him rest.
This is crazy.
Let him
rest. This is fucking nuts. He has narcolepsy.
He doesn't get enough sleep.
There's no way this makes.
Is this a podcast? This won't play in a podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast. And yeah, like you sent me multiple FaceTime requests. Then you called me. Why call after a FaceTime? And then you said, send me the link. I add you to the fucking podcast. You're fast asleep. You won't say anything. And then the one time you do talk is to say that this won't play on a podcast. You're right. It won't play on a podcast. You're drowsy again. How do you shoot a.
Jake, what are you up to, man? I haven't seen you.
Man, it's been so long. I miss you. Things are good. Things are good.
You look great.
Hey, you do too. I'm sorry about the Knicks. I was really pulling for them. That was rough.
Hey, congrats on your Suns, baby. Congrats on your Suns.
Thank you. Yeah,
exactly. I am not a Suns fan.
You finally took down the team that you said deserved to lose.
Yeah, he's a LeBron fan. He was a Laker fan this year. Jake and I were rooting.
May I, while I'm on this podcast, may I say something? That Amir, before the Lakers-Suns series started, Amir said there's no way the Lakers win, we're trash. And then he goes, $20 says AD gets hurt.
Wow.
And I had to pay him $20.
Damn.
That's how good of a quote unquote Lakers fan he is. He bet against his team, and he said, "I hope that one of our guys."
You should be happy that so you came out with $20, Amir. That's got to feel good.
I actually came out with 30 from Ben because he thought the Knicks would win Game 4 or something, but it wasn't based on an Anthony Davis injury. I would never pull for one of my favorite players to tear their groin, grade one or otherwise.
Sorry. Yeah. I am falling asleep. It's hard to keep up.
What if you were shooting right now?
How are you guys doing on the podcast?
I was saying, if you were actually supposed to be shooting right now, how are you fast asleep? What if they needed you? Do you know your lines? Are you prepared?
Today I know my lines. You know, I'm very. What I do is on. No. If you want to know what you asked what my process sure. was? Sure. Thanks, Jake. I usually memorize. If it's a movie or something like that, I'll try to know the script pretty good before we start, but then every weekend I'll kind of get down the week's worth of lines.
How do you memorize them if you were by yourself? Double prep. Are you working with somebody else, an actor, a coach, to like feed the lines back to you?
No, the way I learned early on, great question. I learned early on that if I'm going to be working every day on things, I can't rely on friends and stuff to run lines with me. So I just learned how to memorize it by myself. Yeah,
especially some friends don't even respect your schedule enough to speak with you while you're awake during like daytime hours. So
I guess I'd like to do a plug right now.
You already have, but yeah, you could do another one.
Butter. I like peanut butter a lot. Even though it's not healthy for you, I like peanut butter a lot.
I think it's
lot.
Healthy enough.
Peanuts. It's healthy-ish. It's better than eating like chips.
Yeah, or sugar.
Are you eating chips?
Yeah. Oh,
those are veggie
my
chips.
God,
those are wavy veggie chips. Those are good.
If I'm gonna eat chips, I
think those are fake. Those are not actually like tomato and puffs. Spinach. Yeah, they're puffed potato chips.
Is the podcast still going on? Are you guys doing this for you guys, or do you release?
Of course,
it?
We release it. Do this for us, guys. What are you talking about? You think I record a conversation with Jake just to have for us?
I mean, you're reposting all these videos from 2014.
Ooh, burn on Blumenfeld.
That's
me.
A great, great segue to the other thing we wanted to talk about. We're now posting our videos on Instagram and TikTok, so you can watch them there at Jake and Amir.
But can we talk about why you guys are doing that? Because I actually love Jake.
Okay,
thank you.
So tell people why you're releasing these, and does it mean that something bigger is on the horizon?
Well, as you know, we do have our content back. So this is the first time where we can finally post these videos in there.
You got your content back. That little college humor doesn't know how to act.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're...
You got your content back. Nice. I'm sorry, Sam Rice, but you got it back.
I think I see John Malkovich in your trailer, too. What is he doing there? He must be really.
You want me to go get Malcolm?
He must be really, really, really confused. Yeah, he's in the makeup tray or something.
He's outside.
So yeah, we're posting old episodes, and hopefully, we're going to be able to make new ones.
Let's wait till John Malkovich is on camera, because then we'll tell him about the new Jake and Amir TikTok.
Would he know?
Wow, beautiful day in fucking Canada, isn't it?
Beautiful day, eh?
Oh yeah,
wonderful day over here in Canada.
No, yeah,
it's gorgeous over here. The only problem is I can't. Unlike any other shoot I've ever done. I can't leave, like, because there's a 2-week quarantine. So I used to tour, I used to go home, I used to, you know, visit Amir.
Mm.
Now I can't do any. It's a very interesting feeling because indoor dining, like, just barely opened yesterday. The movie theaters aren't open. It's like,
what do you do?
To be in a place that you can't leave is a very weird feeling.
You can't leave, and you also basically can't do anything there. What do you like? What do you do? What is your weekend? Are you shooting all
this
weekend?
This is a great plug. I've been going to jakeandamir.com.
Wow. Nice. Thank you. Yeah. So that forwards to our new YouTube channel, which is also up and running for the first time.
Throw us a follow.
Yeah. Shout out to them. Yeah. And you can just go to jakeandamir.com.
How many followers do you guys have?
I think we're up to like 37,000 on there.
There you go, baby. There you go.
It's all
now,
doing making a dent.
What do they get on your website that they couldn't get on the YouTube channel? It's been there for years.
There used to not be any way to, or College Humor didn't care to categorize Jake and Amir.
Ben left.
Great. I had an answer. Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's back. All right. Yeah.
There he is. Okay. So yeah, they didn't know how to categorize Jake and Amir. They were all just, you're not going to leave. Okay. So they were just buried everywhere. We released them every week for 5 years. And there's not really any way to find them. You had to search for which one you wanted. But on our YouTube channel, they're all in order. There's playlists that we share. You can make a playlist with every single Ben Schwartz episode, and you know that could be on the homepage.
Did you do a chronological order?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, there's
all. How many videos are there?
I can't hear you. You're eating. You're chewing on the.
You literally just woke me up and you're yelling at me that I have to get sustenance.
He has to eat breakfast. Do you want him to skip breakfast too? Do you want him to wake up and skip breakfast?
Veggie chips for breakfast at one.
He's also asking questions about our YouTube channel, which is really nice.
Thank you, Jake. This is insane. You understand why I hate him, right? He's so annoying.
What are you talking about?
Wait, can we do one of the famous Jake in the mirrors? Jake, let's you and I do it. I'll play a mirror.
Sure.
Do one of the famous ones that everybody knows.
Okay.
Would you know it, or are you going to improvise?
Amir, shut up.
Sorry. All right.
Jake, you started. I'll know it. I'm pretty good with Amir's lines.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What's a famous one? All right.
Do a real famous one.
Right. Okay. Amir says it's hard to. Jake,
no, do your line.
I don't ever start an episode. They're all reaction to Amir's line. I got one. What's the perfect amount of almonds? I guess 24.
More like my pee-pee hurts.
That's not quite the line, but I can roll with that.
I would say I'm not a proud owner.
I bet I can take it. Wait, let me. I haven't seen this episode. Let me guess what Amir would say for real.
I know what it is. I'm not the owner, the proud owner of onealmond.com. Is the line.
There you go.
Yeah.
Then you would say something like, I would say, yeah, Google, that's worth billions, tens of billions of dollars.
Fine, my man, but who owns onealmond.com? Me.
All right, that's pretty good, actually.
It might be better than the original video.
All right. Well, anything else you want to plug?
Us or you?
You. I'm only plugging your shit.
No, I mean, we were just recording. Jake was talking about his... how he's been listening to music for the first time in 4 years since all he was consuming.
What new music?
I'll tell you what. I was just talking about a song called Nico's Red Truck by Dijon.
Dijon is the spread or is the artist?
Is the artist. And also an incredible spread. But in this case, the singer of Nico's Red Truck. Great.
Can you sing it for me? I haven't heard it. Just sing a little bit.
Wide angle smile and a mouth full of gold. Something like that.
Is it a country song?
Kind of. It's like a hip-hop country song. It's really good.
Well, like Old Town Road.
Oh, yeah.
You like that, you little ghoul? I hear you laughing, you little ghoul. What are you doing over there?
Me?
Yeah, you're a little ghoul, you're a little ghost, you're a little goblin.
I thought it was funny when you were like, is it a country song? Because like, that's what Jake sounded like. So I was like sort of laughing, but then you call me a fuck.
Is any of this usable?
It's fine. I mean, it's usable. We're going to use it. I just wish you weren't so antagonistic towards me. I was like trying to like, yes. And you, and you were calling.
Can you blame him for being a little cranky? If you wake him up from the middle of a nap,
and I haven't been sleeping well, you know, I haven't been sleeping.
You knew that.
What do you mean?
And you said, Ben, come on our podcast so we can plug our shit. Actually, even though he was sleepy?
We were talking about sleep help in the first act. Do you use a white noise machine? Or how are you helping yourself sleep? He's gone.
He's gone.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I wonder if
to be back. More than expected, actually. the real
it's
question
to be deserved.
Is, does he try to hop back in? Like, or is that sort of, that's all
timing is everything. Ben's got very good timing, so he could come in. He could come in at any second.
Yeah.
But he also might not. Because that would also be good timing. Because he knows that we're here talking about him right now, right?
He has to. He feels it. He senses that. Maybe they need him on set.
You have no idea what just happened in New York City. It was like sunny 3 seconds ago. It's such an intense storm right now. Let me see can you see this?
Are you seeing oh my God, it's like a squall. It's foggy, deep fog, dark clouds, heavy rain instantly.
Absolutely. And it was, you saw my fucking face 2 seconds ago. It was sunny. Oh my God.
Are you okay?
Feels like the end of the world. I have just become surrounded by a tempest.
You're a tempest tossed. All right, let's take another break, come back without Ben, and see if we can actually answer a question.
Okay.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. All right. Hey-o. The storm is kicking up in New York City. We really got to go just in case.
Yeah.
It looks like your building is sort of starting to sway a little bit.
And, you know, this is extra fucked because all my belongings are out on the in the front of the house right now.
Yeah,
that's not okay.
They should put a tarp over the artwork. It looks like they're playing
worthless
monkey in the middle with some of the priceless artifacts. I see the Baba being raised on a fucking flagpole. This is so messed up.
Absolutely. Savage.
All right, let's try to answer some questions. Now that Ben is presumably dead, here's one about a Pearl Farm theft. Very rare. Plural.
Indeed.
Farm theft. We'll call this guy Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Love it.
Oh, wow. This guy's living in Vancouver, just like Ben is right now. Here's a 22-year-old Australian living in Vancouver. I worked for a year on a pearl farm in the Northern Territory of Australia. It's 3 hours from town by boat and a mess of insane cowboy activity. Wow. I bought seven pearls off of the farm. Skip forward 2 years, and your man breaks up with his girlfriend. She came over when I wasn't home to get her stuff, and now all seven pearls are missing. What the fuck do I do? I can't accuse her. I can't get them back, but it's tripping me up. I guess I'm really asking is how I can break into her place and rob her, or how do I move on and forget about it? Thanks. Love, Archie. Wow, a pearl thief. Do you think she stole it?
Yeah, well, no, I don't know, maybe. I'm still hung up on the Pearl Farm, to be honest, which sounds like where I want to work. That's just so nice.
I remember being in Hawaii once with my family, and there was like this oyster pearl place thing. Like, I don't know anything about pearls. Are they actually found in oysters? Like, do oysters make pearls like that? Or am I just, do I have a 20-year-old memory of that happening?
I guess that's just what I think also, so I can't confirm or deny. But
yeah, like some oysters have pearls.
There's the John Steinbeck novel, The Pearl. That's coming out of a clam.
Yeah.
Or oyster.
That's a weird one, right?
No, not oyster.
It is oyster. We need to figure out, like, are pearls just oyster shit that we collect and call it a hobby and call it a precious metal and that's that?
Okay, this just top search on Wikipedia. Pearls are made by marine oysters and freshwater mussels as a natural defense against an irritant such as a parasite entering their shell or damage to their fragile body. The oyster or mussel slowly secretes layers of aragonite and conchiolin materials that also make up its shell. So
that's,
it's like
crazy.
The same things that make the oyster shell hard are being slowly released. And they compact and they make a pearl.
That's insane.
And for some reason, we think that's good to have.
As jewels. So I'll sort of take the boner of an oyster and put it in my ear. And then I'll clutch them when things are looking dour on the day. Like if there's a storm moving in, I'll just sort of clip this oyster shield and say, oh my, oh dear, oh God. So
exactly.
do you think that this lady friend stole his pearls? A pearl thief?
It depends how often he saw them before. Like, if he knew exactly where they were, she came in, and then they were gone, then I think there's, like, a high likelihood. But if it's like, I worked on a pearl farm 7 years ago, I bought some pearls, I broke up with my girlfriend, I can't find the pearls,
you know, you're connecting the dots, but you might be missing some dots is all I'm saying.
Also, like, is there any risk to say, did you take my pearls? Like, this is an X, so you got to fire the one shot of, like, sure, there's only a 2% chance of her being like, yes, you found me, I'll give them back. Like, you can't offend her, can you? Does it matter?
I guess not. It is weird because it's not like he got the pearls for the ex and she came to collect them, unless he left that part out of the story, if they were gifts and she came back to reclaim the pearls. But yeah, if she just came and robbed him of his jewels, I would turn the house over. I'd probably look pretty hard for them. And if I couldn't find them, I'd never say anything. But I think you're well within your rights to be like, hi, did you take my pearls?
Yeah. What a weird predicament. Just a jewel stolen. I had a ruby and I suspect that my girlfriend stole them.
Did you steal a precious gem from me?
A bright green gem?
I have a rare earth mineral that you seem to have stolen.
It came out of an oyster's ass.
You absconded with my shell.
Let's try to get through one more question since Ben kind of derailed us in the second act there.
I think it's always nice to have him.
Another Canadian. A Canadian lady.
Nice.
You know, let's just call this lady the most famous female Canadian, Celine Dion.
That's what I was going to say.
I work with a business that could be doing a lot better, but my boss recently has his head up his ass. I used to never really see him at all, but I had a shift swap because this other person quit. So now my day ends with him, which I hate. Fast forward to my problem. I'm scrolling on Facebook and they suggest him as a friend. So I go through his profile and he is just the capital of dumbass town. My boss doesn't realize his profile is not set on private. So I can literally see everything he posts, including letting people know his wife is a virgin, that when they met, how he hates his family, and he even live streamed him venting why they don't talk to him. So my question is, should I tell him and risk getting lashed out on? Or should I tell all my coworkers? Or just not tell anyone and keep it all to myself? Thanks. Love, Celine.
I would go back to just not knowing about this. This does not have to be your problem.
Yeah.
Mute him on Facebook. Take it out of the equation. You have no responsibility owed to tell him that. And you have nothing to gain from telling your coworkers anything.
Yeah.
You just remove yourself. He probably
doesn't know or care that they're public. Like, he probably wants it to be public. He's venting and stuff on live stream.
Right, it seems like it. And I mean, it's more just like this guy is bad at Facebook and seems like a weird boss.
Yeah.
You really just shouldn't be friends with your boss or employees on platforms like that.
Yeah.
There's no good can come of it.
But now there's LinkedIn, which is like kind of like professional Facebook, where you're sort of by default linked to your bosses and employees and stuff.
Yeah. And that's a better place to have a connection than Facebook. Like, if I had a boss that was friends with me on Facebook, they would see, I don't know, like 15 years of photos and stuff, and I wouldn't want that. Anything, I should delete my Facebook anyway.
Yeah, but I guess ignoring it seems to be the same thing. It's not like there's anything. Although, sheesh, in the last 2 weeks, you've posted a bunch of pretty conservative memes. I didn't realize you're still so active on Facebook. I'm just on your
program. Yeah, well, it's only because the government is trying to fuck me by stealing my baba.
Whoever's in your house right now must be very confused at the words coming out of your room.
I'm also yelling it towards the hallway to get away from the microphone.
And we should say that you're with your girlfriend's family, so it's not like you can just roll your eyes and say, oh, at least my mom's going to hear it.
Who's my girlfriend?
Oh, sorry, your in-law's house.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you get it right next time, the first time, without me having to remind you that you actually walked down the aisle at my wedding. You borderline gave me away. And
no way. What are you talking about?
I expect
give you away. That's
to have the class
to remember the most important day of my life.
The most important day of my wife. Yeah, sorry. I'll do my best, I guess. But don't think that I like gave you away or like walk down the aisle.
And I appreciate it. I was there. It was an amazing day. Yeah, you gave me away.
I didn't say that. You keep saying it. So yeah, I'll do my best to remember. By the way, the
day we had our first dance.
No way. No. That was you and Jill. I was
the best
not.
Friend dance. Yeah, we did.
Are Nico's you getting flashbacks?
Red truck.
Yeah. Getting flashbacks to the storm the night before your wedding as
your
building gets pummeled with the sheets of rain.
Yeah, honestly. Did you hear the thunderclap? That was just like our rehearsal.
Can you see lightning?
Mm-hmm. Just flashes, I can't see the streaks.
Not the bolt.
But yeah, they're happening.
Happening. Let's call it here before you get completely drenched.
Right.
Again, the email address for all your questions and theme song submissions is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And if you're eager for more content, there's always our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. We're still watching old videos, making a weekly new video, some animated sketches on there now too. So check that out.
And we own these videos, so subscribe to our YouTube channel because it helps support us. You can check out the TikTok, the Instagram. Search Jake and Amir on shit and throw it a follow.
Yeah, we're vertical, we're horizontal, we're doing our best to adapt to the ever-changing times. My goal is that the TikTok channel becomes so popular that there's a new batch of 15-year-olds that discover, like, who are these guys? And then
they have 800 videos.
Yeah, they're really prolific TikTok makers. How do they know to shoot it so vertical like that? The opening theme song was written by, great question, me.
Right.
It was the one that you loved about giving me the golden mic.
Yeah, I did love it.
Did we give him a shout out?
Yeah, he said he had nothing to plug, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if I said his name, which was Dustin Clark.
Oh, Dustin Clark.
So thank you, Dustin Clark. And this closing one.
I believe we did say it, but whatever.
Okay, great. It's another epic ballad from Chris Finn, who wants to give his shout out to his podcast, Critically Ashamed, which is him and his buddies reviewing bad Netflix movies.
Respect.
So yeah, it's a pretty good pun from critically acclaimed to critically ashamed. Check out Chris Finn's podcast. Thanks to you guys for listening. Of course, we'll be back next week, every week for the next 8 years.
Oh my God.
Namaste.
Bye.
When I listen before, a tear formed in my eye. They're just like my parents. Their advice makes me cry. They float like two jewels on a beautiful pot. If I were you, I wish I was you. But Jake's a creep, Omir's a weirdo. What the hell am I listening to? If I were you, well, I don't care if it hurts. I wanna get advice. I wanna mitigate the tourney. I wanna seize the cheese. And I want you to know it. When I don't listen, oh, if I were you, I wish I was you. But Jake's a creep, and Amir's a weirdo. What the hell am I listening to? Oh, if I were you, podcast makes me happy. The advice is the best. Oh, if I were you, I wish I was you. But Jake's a creep. Amir's a weirdo. The hell am I listening to? If I were you, oh, 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 if I were you.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.